you know, kind of nice. It was sung by an old blind woman from Act Two, Jenny Krukoff's mother. And Jenny was the only child that she went and had, you know. And she got married, and her mother went and was lonesome, you know, for her. And I never saw her away. She would go to these games, you know, to these places, and then she sang, you know, Johnny was chanting. And so one time she went and was asked to sing a song, and she sang this one, and she said that this is for my daughter that's away. And he said, everyone knows that she was the only child I had. And so she would sit there, you know, and then she would start. She said, I don't want her to be crying. That says, Kivalavat. I don't want you to be crying. And don't be crying, because I don't want you to be crying. I didn't give you a way to get married so that you would be abused and cry. But being alone, I have to think of that. Maybe you're crying, maybe you're happy. Maybe you're thinking, but there's moments that I've never forget about you. So she used Kivalavati, you know, don't cry or don't be unhappy, as her course. And then her voice was so nice about saying, Kivalavati.
Kakaliko humiya kiki enamu Hayyul lak Ko hayuli, hayula ko hayuli hayha anaklikna anaklikna sikinu masmi hayula ko hayuli hayha ayula ha ayula hayula ko hayuli hayola ko hayuli ha anaklikna naklikna sikinu matmi hayula ko hayuli ha ayula ha ayula hayola ko hayuli hayola ko hayuli ha ayula ha ayula hayola ko hayuli hayola ko hayuli hayha anaklikna sikinu matmi hayola ko hayuli hayha ayula ha ayula hayula ko hayuli hayula ko hayuli ko anaklikna sikin umatmi hayula ko hayuli ha ayula ha ayula hayula ko hayuli hayula ko hayuli ha.
What was that song about?
That's a game song. Another one.
About a sea lion?
No. I sing two of them for you now, this time. That first one is a game song too. Didn't mean nothing. No. Just a game song that's all.
Lang la kusang kamaya udakun unagata na ahi. Ala ghi ili ghi gha kutu ta ali ihi mingwa aya u dhaku ta una ngata nangi nukta li gha hala ghalu uyu wata akhta ikhta kan ay gha akhta chikha kamaya ka amala kusang la kusang kamaya u kukta klal kukta ka katki in kama ala la kusang kamaya u dhakunu nangata na ahi ala ghekta kuni ghakuntu ta aming amaya u dhakunu nangata na Ani nukta alika ala agnu uyu wata haikta kanaka atriqan ka amaya ka amahan lakusan ka maya ukuqta klukta lka katin ka maaya Nani skunu? Nani lukfuguyaman uskikhsinigima Matakshin ni matluya man laganat adana to muktaklikon. Ama anla niktakan ama masaklunan ama aya udakunun angata ana angin nuktaku kaksa ala angana maya Ya khabil lululu, ya khabil lululu, ya khabil lululu,
This song, but that's a game song. That's right, with the two sticks, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's right. We sing about the sea lion. Yeah. It's called the sea lion song, you know. It's in the woods there, right? But I can't tell you English, you know. I believe.
It's a real game. I have to bet $150, $450 for it. Me and her, you know, that's right. This game is a real game.
No, we can't take a look at it that.
Huh?
No, we can't take a look at it that.
Okay. Yeah, this game is a real game, boy. A native game. That's what he used to do, you know, women after traveling, you know, nothing else to do. People come to Homolos and came from Kudyak up that way in Yumek Island. That's what he used to do it outside summertime, you know. Nothing else to do. No place to do. In that game there too. That's what he used to do it. Yeah. Then we make him song himself. Native song. That's the way the people pick up song all the time with this game here. Now Kudyak people by stick about that long. That's right. If you hold it like my guy, you was not that long. It can tell easy. Look at that. Look at this. It can tell easy. In my hand, if you stick up like that. The Kudyak people, that's an up to you with the people of that one time too. Woo, boy, that was hard. I win them though, I win them. That's right, I win them by God. Here's the people who can play this game. Lively too, woof. I do not let it behind me when I play this game. I want a frail tap because I gotta move. Gotta move. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see that? You know what it looks like? This is a V. I'm drawing it. It's a tip. Okay?
Yeah.
Yalla, 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 ha ha, yalla, ha ha, yalla, chuvi, yalla, yalla, vi. Yum name one of my suckers. She'll find one of the in the corner,
Slow motion. Ah, you love. Hayla, hayo lako, hayo li, hayo lako, hayo li, ha, vi, akita, ha, kachi.
Ik Линнэнг сүккэнг аккадгуусэнг аёксаагэнг аккадгуус нимсүцхэлтиктан сэрнагэ тэнэга манийсэгвэл танаарахэхэн. Тагум тухмаасэх тэгэлэгэ айэгэ сүкнэгэ ихтигэ дужаасхэхэн. Укни каганэн гаасэх. Ашкинэн агит. Аликхуанэн ашкинэгэ аманамара матумэхэн. Kalau bilang kita berdua macam, mana dah manis? Kalau kau pun kau tak kau, kau ni tak kau. Kau kalau kau tak mahu mungkin dah usah kau, mana dah manis? Kalau kau pun kau tak kisah, kau ni asyik nak kagak. Kau ikhtiar lagi kau nu. Akhir kalau tak kau kalau kau, kalau kau kalau kau kisah kisah sulit lah kau. Asyik nak kita usah dah kau, kita kau kau nu usah dah lih. Kita kau mungkin tak kau jual lah kau kau, asyik nak lagi usah dah lih. Ruhudas kinosa berita kami puji nak kalah ruhut tak karunia kulan sabu cari yahtali gue. Nama nak cik cem lagi kuter kaya tu nukta kuter tak likom meja. Aku cik la, gas kelakar mas kena nak ikamet ni nanti kita buat kuter lagi cik. Ini selgi gak kuter tak kono. Tukar ni mungkin nama ni luka kalau ni nada man tu nukta kalau kusaha kalau ruhut mungkin luka macam ni. Pas kutnikterin kutnizian ada sahaja pas kaya mungkin tetapi masa kutarum itu nukter sama sahaja dalam kan mana itu tetapi masa kutarum kalau kita memang cek cemligit kuter kaya mungkin tu nukter tu kono ab cek lah pas kerja masa nanar lagi kan minus kita udah nukut kena cik ini selgi kita kalau kita mana ada ملک تکم نیست که توی قسم تو خیلی منو جلال بالقن و لیوت که تولد که تشتغل آیا غصه خدایی میگوی این کانت نیم از کنات خیلی دوستی کنه آیا گفتی که مطابق تکمی که تان سن نگان واق و کوختگی مدن جلگی لانگ کنه لانگ قطعات کنه یک سیگن و متن تقرق تک کیچین کیچین Acara negar itu bagaimana jika kesematan nuknu, nama tuhnya kelar kemudian nama dengan niskunu, nganilu buat kogo, ia kagum itu kuhtelgu mukt nganiskunu, bagaimana jika kogo ia kagulgu, awal masa cikna masa nganiskunu, berkamul nama tuhnya kelar, abu kamul nama dengan niskunu, kogo ia kagulir kuhtelgu mukt tentang nganiskunu, kogo ia kagulgu, wajib masa cikna masa awal masa nganiskunu. Malkamul nang natulak lang ng malkamul nang nares ng anis kuno, ng nilipuit kugo, yekang lerok tulog mo ng anis kuno, kugo yekang ulo, awag ng masao, wag ng masao kung nagig masao ng anis kuno, yekang lerok tulog mo ko kung anjing ng manajeng anis niluka kayong gusto ko, itchikrika aktik na magchikit silam taks ko sa nakliyan sa gamit ko. Alok terkem, alok terlelet, kono kita gimana gue? Ibu sekarang gue mana aku sih sambil di lantai kita gimana gue? Kalau ini sedikit tidak kau kono. Aku sekarang tak kau sekarang mengajar gue masalah cik, masalah tak kau sekarang aku tu mungkin aku kau tak sih kono. Aku nak tahu lagi kau tahu lagi kau itu sekarang aku tak sih kono. Sekarang itu dia kau nak tahu lagi kau tahu lagi kau. Ia terlihat mengkotut teknik utak. Kau ni kami lah negeri kejaja kami tu jadi. Alkohol nak tarik itu tarik riko. Ia terlihat dijek tinggal mereka. Alkohol nak tarik itu tarik nama ini mak kuno kujas kau mak kuno. Awak ini mana kamera tinis dikata kamu kagir setak sana tinis dia kuno kuno masuk kuno. Suruh pun nak kau ah. Acah sih macam ni, macam ni sih lah kasar ni juga. Kau kalau aku sih sekarang nak luka nasihat mata dengan masalah nak kaki tu kau punya manusia jangan niskun. Ibu mungkin juga kau betul kau. Acah kalau gad sih sajin nak kasar ni juga. Kau kalau aku sih sekarang nak luka nasihat mata dengan masalah nak kaki tu. Anak saya kau. Acah anak luka nanti kau tidak sih sajin ni juga. Kau kalau sih sekarang nak luka nasihat mata dengan masalah nak kaki tu. Kau sih tu bil ikhtiar. Lagu kita kalau kaum nafas untuk kini kita nujulan aliyuk sahaja lah sekarang kita nama tuju kono, nama tuju untuk lihat itu kita cukup nukuk silvestra kono, apa tak sah?
Inakar. Once upon a time there lived a man by called a bird, and he resembled a spare of it. And so he decided one morning that he was going to go out, and he had a secret girlfriend under a hill in the end of the village, which he went to see many of times. This morning he went up there to see her, and then he told her that inside of 3 days he would pretend that he got sick and died, and that he would have his wife bury him with all of his equipments, and which they did. And so he went home, and he pretended that he got very sick, and was sick for a day or so, and the next day he died. Before he died, he went and told his wife that if he should die, why, he would like his belongings buried with him, like his boat and his arrows and his spears and his boat with the paddle. So when he died, his wife felt real bad about it, and then he made arrangements to take him and bury him with the help of his daughter. Took his things up to where he was going to bury him, and then they went back and picked up his body and taken him to the burial place. When his daughter went and spoke to the mother, she said, "Mother, father looks like he's got a pleasant smile on his face." And her mother turned around and said, "How do you expect a dead person to be smiling?" "But I really thought he did." "Oh, nonsense," she said. She kept going. When he got him to where he was going to bury him, they put his belongings, they buried him, and then put his belongings on his grave and left. And he went home. She went home. And days or two, three passed, and one morning when he got up, it was a very nice, pretty day. And so she went out to not having any lights or good lights, and Barabra took his daughter out, and looking over her head, then she happened to look out toward the ocean and seeing a spot down there, as if it was a boat paddling. And since she went inside without saying anything, left her daughter outside, then shortly after she got into the house and doing something, her daughter come running in, and she said, "I think I see a boat or some object out there that looks like a boat." And the mother said, "I thought it did too, but I wasn't sure of my sight." And so she went inside and dressed herself up and took her walking stick and started to go to the place where he thought her husband had been meeting this woman under a hill. And when she got there, why, this lady was in her barabra and had a big pot of stew or soup going, and she was stirring that. And this woman, wife of this man, looked in, and this woman invited her to come in and have something to eat with her that she had walked far away. And this woman said, "No, no, I didn't come to eat. I see some object out in the ocean, thinking it's a boat, so I come to look at it from here." And no, the woman from inside the house said, "No, that isn't a boat. It's just a rock It's a place where the seals come up in now and then at low tide. And then you went off. And she went inside. You shouldn't be troubled of seeing any boat coming. You should come in and join me and have something to eat. Oh no, I didn't come to eat. I still think that object is a boat that's coming in. And she repeated again and said, it wasn't a boat, it's just a rock that's been there. And at low tide it shows us if it was a boat. And we let go of that, and then she repeated the third time, and the woman repeated the same thing. And so when she invited her the third time, she went in the veranda and grabbed this woman and turned her upside down inside of the big pot and scalded all of her face. She thought she kept her in there long enough for her to be dead. So when she picked her up and stood her away, she looked like it, she was laughing. She was all wrinkled up. Then she took her out and sat her in a sitting position by the rack of the baidarki, facing the sea, so that when her husband comes in, I would see this woman. And she went and hid herself under the racks there, that if he should come away, her daughter and her would grab her husband. And as he was getting close, he heard this man talking in the distance. It was such a nice weather. He says, I knew that you would be sitting there waiting for me. I have come a long distance while the weather permitted to see you. I'm glad to see you. And this woman didn't answer him. And he repeated 2-3 times, and she still didn't answer him. And he landed and pulled his baidarki up a little ways, come running up. I'm glad that you are happy, and a nice pleasant smile on your face came in to put his arms around him, and she went and fell over, and he fell over on top of him. And then when he glanced, he seen someone under the rack there, so he made a beeline down to his baidarki, and his wife and his daughter followed him and grabbed his baidarki and didn't let him go. And they argued. Oh, that's you there. I went and I bought you the best halibut that they had in the ocean. Would you like me to get? I didn't come here to go and have anything that you bought. I come here to put you to death like you wanted to be dying. And he said, oh no, that isn't the point. I was out fishing so I could bring you the best that could be caught. Mm-hmm. I have a very nice scorpion. Would you want me to take it out for you? And the woman repeated, no, I don't want anything that you brought back, but I will show you that you wanting to be dead, I will put you to death. And then he repeated that over again and said he bought a nice best codfish that he could find in the ocean for her. By the time that he was repeating that, she was ready to grab him, and as he was ending his sentence, he grabbed him and throwed him in a bay and held him down and drowned him, killed him, and shoved his boat out after him. And her and her daughter walked all the way back home and said, he deserves that. He wanted to die and didn't die. And so I seen to him to death. Then she went home, and time had passed, and she worried herself of putting her husband to death, and she died in that category.
Mm. Kagumklik bugu ya lakayan. Unnamen Allah'ı liyakak tutuluyye bugu lakayan. Unnamen tanın noktalgalığı yemi uyuyukta iştirga mantrik onu. Ama antriliyem tıkamgı lakaya korunu kıslil. Bu lakaya ve unnan tanın noktalgı unnan tanın tukkuğun. Unnan millahsın uyanı kaktarın uyanı Akakta kom, am kalnga lakay kalnga kasutun. Anada kalnga mus, anada kalnga may yaga saktan am. Si kalnga mus kanas sak. Amay, amay yung kunigi matuwan usun kali. Inat kada gimo ay, amana tanat tukugan, ikagan linmayin sukayin kakta kaksalang nagoy. Yağlık çürçek sıklarını bir kamına sıkırgak kağıt, karlı vurgalı yetkiliğe kalktı komlak kağıt. Yetkiliğe kogucu bölünür ki kağıt. Uyuk kugemi bir iyiyem sokulayken yüzeyem kamlağı yok, sıkaktak iyiyem sallim yok, sektim kalıyağı çıya. Akka. Uyuyam kumtun kalli kuan uyumna ayyak uyum lakayan. Lakayana
Ganis kuno, ganil lagi mo, muskara mo, titkagalak mo,
It's a story of a raven family that lived. A man and a wife, and a son, and they lived and together. They found out that in some different village they went and had whale party.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went to sent his son out to fetch him some of this whale that the villagers had. And the son left, went and got to the chief and told what he wanted. Instead of sending him back, the villager went and put him in a house somewhere and gave him the whale to feed on for a certain amount of days, and forgot about it, never made him return. And when the boy went and finished all with the whale meat and blubber they gave him, boy, he turned around and every nightfall while he went out and got the skin of the baidarkis and the part that they hold to the body, and baidarki, also the parts from inside the baidarkis. And he started in taking parts off of the baidarki itself. And he got caught doing this. Someone reported him to the chief, and the chief went and gave orders to stand up a pole somewhere and put him on top of a pole and have the villagers come and take a shot at him with their arrows, and whoever hit him would get a prize. And so they went to put him on top of this pole and took a shot at him, and one of the villagers killed him. And they just left him laying there on the ground. And one of the elderly women went out to fetch herself water toward the evening and seen it laying on the ground there. And she thought that it would make a very nice cap for her. So she picked it up on her way back and took it home and fixed the skin and made a cap out of it for herself. Time passed and went and left, and the father and the mother never heard a hair or hide of their son. Then winter passed and summer came again, so the mother went together with her husband to this village where they sent her son. One went one way and the other one went another way. And while passing over hills and valleys, and the mother, she come across a woman that was picking berries. And so she sat out of the sight someplace where this woman wouldn't see her but hear her. So she started in asking by singing, was what we learned and saying. And he said, long many moons ago, you sent my only son to fetch us some whale from the village, and we never heard from him, or he never returned or anything, and I am out looking for him. And then she must repeat this again. Then finally this woman heard it the second time, and so she listened and listened and listened. Then she thought that this was a spirit of some kind, because she didn't see anybody, but she heard the singing going on. And so in a song of the same rhythm, she returned saying, yes, we did have your son, and the chief fed him whale but never gave him a chance to return to you. And then they never fed him afterwards, and he was hungry, and so he went and fed himself on the bairaki leather and things off the bairakis. They found that out, the chief found that out, so they put him on a post and killed him. On my way out to fetch myself water and coming back, I found him laying on the ground, so I took him home and made a cap of him, and this is what I have on my head. And as she was finishing her story, this woman got mad and she stood up and started running and all the way down to this village where they said he was. And she found that her husband was battling with these villagers and killing them one by one. So she started, and they went and killed all these people that was in the village there and took what they wanted instead of the cap that the woman had. Well, she was the only one that was left with this skin of this of their son, the raven. And they took what they wanted from this village and went home.
This story has been told by a blind man, Cedar Snigaroff, who in early 1900, 10, 12, in those years, when the Jesse home was still in Alaska. Dr. Newhall went and invited the old man Cedar, who was blind, and they would invite him up to feed him a meal. And then after they fed him a meal, he felt that he owed something to Dr. Newhall. So he would get in the main room there, and everybody would sit down, and he would sit in the middle of the floor there with his drum, he'd sing, then he'd tell a story. And then this one story occurs to me, it seems like that it was a camping out during the sea otter hunting was this story occurred. And he told it as giving the name to the man and to the family that this boy, the sea otter hunting, stayed overnight about. So it starts as he comes to this village, and the Aleut name of this boy, man, was Takthala. That means he wanted to eat, but he still had his pride and wouldn't burn from these people. So he ate just a little bit, and to be polite. Then he went to bed, and they had all the activities the whole evening, then they went to bed. After everybody went to sleep, this Takthala, he got up quietly, stepping over people that were sleeping under the grass mats, and quietly went into the fireplace where the pots were that they cooked the meal in, fish, meat, and the roasting sticks were still over the fireplace there. So he makes himself comfortable out there and scrapes the bottom of the pots, and then he takes these sticks and eats the remaining of the meat and fish that's been cooked over the open fire. Then he goes and gets himself water and drinks water down. And while he was jiggling the seal stomach out of, water out of the seal stomach, why, it gurgled. And one of the sleeping people out there went and thought that there was somebody at their door. And so, without getting up out of their bed, "Who is there? Who is there? Who is this that's muddling around?" And he didn't answer. He didn't know what to say. He didn't know what he was going to go and use for an excuse. He couldn't say that he was out scraping the pots and getting the rest of the food off of the sticks or things like that. So he didn't give an answer, and he listened to me, listened. And then he said, "Did you hear me? Tink tink tokne, tok tok tink tink tokne." And he didn't answer. And pretty soon, "Do you want me to get up and find you, or are you going to tell me who you are? And what harm do you want to do to us?" And so at that point where Takhara knew that he had to say something, he had to do something. And so Takhara went and said, "I was going to build a fire and cook a kettle so we could have tea." And somebody from the group in there went and said, "This time we're late. You want us to get up and have tea." He says, "The opening of the daylight is when you get up, but not in the middle of the night when people is just turning to have a good sleep when you're rummaging around there. What are you doing out in the fireplace?" "Nothing, oh nothing, nothing." And so one of the guys went and was going to get up and punish him for waking up, you know, because he didn't like to be woken up from the sleep. But his wife or somebody went and talked to mother. And so he went and said, "He was just only drinking some water because he was thirsty. That was why we told him to eat, and then you didn't eat and lived like Shiryak. That's a ruin, like a bird. You ate like a bird and didn't have your share with us. You didn't want to eat with us. Now I know why you was up. You went out there and ate the rest of the food that was left out there in the fireplace. Is that what you was doing?" Harsh-like. And this Takhara said, "I guess I was." And that was how he got his name, Takhara. He went and could eat, you know, but then he just didn't eat. So the Aleuts went and called him Takhara.
Now what does Takhara mean?
Takhara means, let's see now. He wants to eat, you know, but he still didn't eat. And now you would say, to have pride and be polite, that you didn't eat. And so Takhara means you wanted to eat and still you didn't eat. That's why they gave him that name, Takhara, meaning that you want to eat and you still didn't eat. And so people, they tried to feed them, and then they don't want to eat, you know. A lot of them you catch too. I didn't caught a lot of them. They call me Takhara, you know, and a lot of people. And then when they leave, then you want to pick around. So I call him Takhara. The very old parts of why, of a long time ago, Aleuts, when a woman had a daughter, why then, they didn't value their daughters as much as they went and done their boys. And so when there was a boy, their grandparents mostly had more to say about the children than the parents themselves did. But the uncle went and always had lots to say and do. He wanted to especially like in Attu and then Atka type more. And then it was that way in Unalaska too, as Cedar told, that the uncle went and had more to say about his nephew, wanted his nephew to be this, you know. Uh-huh. And he had to be a man where you had to survive in weather, and tuck things out. So that was what the uncle would say, do while even he's small. Now, like I said, I started buddy to cooking in very young age, because I knew I was going to die and I was very sick. I didn't want to leave buddy without knowing how to cook and fix himself meal when his uncles were working. So I learned him that, and then that was the Aleut custom of what this uncle
of course, to Warden, and that's the story Bill has, but he's got it to father and son. I want to retranslate to Butcher Cannon's story about the son and father and son, and of the old age. Albert went and referred uncle and the nephew, but he says father and son. As the story goes, why it's a boy being learned through the winter months to how to build his baidarki. And so this uncle teaches and shows him how to build his baidarki through the winter months. And comes spring, and this boy is eager to go out and try his baidarki out. Long ago, there was the Elliot families that were in bunches and in inlets and little bays and points, and but each community or each group of the Elliots had to be better than the next one. And this uncle knew a group of Elliots that was around the point, and he knew that his nephew was eager to go out and try, and he was wants to find out all the things. And he asked the first time, and he refused him. He asked him the second time, and he refused him, and asked him to wait a while, that he was afraid that there would be some blow or something. He wanted him to go out when it's good weather. So the boy went and asked the third time. So he said, okay, if you will promise me to take your baidarki out and try it and ride it around, not to go out of my sight, and don't go around the point to the next village where the people are. So the boy promised him that, no, I won't, like in childless. And privileged to go out and try his baidarki, he rode around in the bay there, and he still had in mind that his uncle told him not to go around this point. But like any child, as he was wondering why his uncle didn't want him to go around that point. But he was, as he was riding around in the bay there, a big fog came down and covered. And he went drifting, as they went and told him, when the fog comes down, why then they are to not to roll around anymore or go around. And so he went and started and lifted his paddles and went to drifting. And then when he was drifting and the fog lifted up, why then he was on the other side of this point that his uncle wanted forbidden. And he didn't notice this, and he didn't know whereabout he was at. And so from off the bayway, he started in paddling toward the land that he seen. Then while he was paddling in toward the landway, he noticed another baidarki coming toward him. So he went to it to get an advice, find out whereabout he was at. When this baidarki came up to him with this man in it, why he went and he said, greeted and then asked whereabout he was, and then this man grumpy like answers him and says, didn't you know which way you was traveling when you were out in this boat here? If you didn't, why didn't you stay in your village instead of roaming around and come into this bay? Well, I'm not in any place where I know where I am, but my uncle went and forbid me to go around the point. And so I don't know where I'm at now. Would you take me to your village and let me stay there until this fog lifts up and then I can find my way back home again? He said, maybe you have a daughter that I could marry while if you're going to take me to your village.
And this man said, sure, I have two daughters. And if you'll go and row and find your way ashore way, then I'll let you marry one of my daughters. He said, sure, he said, I'll do that. If you tell me which way to go, I will go. Then this man went and said, you go this direction and go in front of me and I will follow you. And then he turned around and looked at him and he said, which direction? And then this man said, you see that land in front of you there? He says, that's my village. He says, you go there in front of me and see how fast you can go and I will follow you. So they've learned this boy to paddle fast and then as fast as he can go. He was going to show him that he could handle his boat, you know, having in his mind that he was going to marry his daughter. So off goes this boy in front of him and towards the shore and a distance away from him and from behind he goes and shoots his arrow, spear at him and kills him. Then he turns his baidarki over and let him go adrift. Then he himself goes ashore. Then the father went and came looking for this boy. And this man went and said, they didn't see no boy around. And this uncle went and demanded that he was going to find his nephew if he was around in the village there. First he checked the baidarki rack to see if he would see his nephew's baidarki in that group, and it wasn't. He kept a going, and each time he went and made a move and he seen person way, he killed him, and just kept a going through the whole village there and killed everybody that was in sight there. And then this man was with him at all the time that killed his nephew. And so he said, my nephew is not here. What did you do with him? And he says, you must have killed him. He turned around and struck him and killed him. Then he had killed the whole community that was there, got in his baidarki and went home and told the mother of this boy that his nephew was nowhere around, and this man of the village had men went and said that he didn't see the boy, but he was pretty sure that he killed him. And so without his nephew, he couldn't go and carry on because he gave him his word to go out in the baidarki, and so I have nothing more to live for, so he goes off in the case of us, kills himself and dies. Chim chia fa,